Matt Motel and Kevin Shea take your calls about gigs, musical performances, future and past. Call in at 518-622.
This is Simon Shaheen. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Turn on the news replaces Donald Trump Theater at 3 p.m. Thursdays on WGXC after the inauguration. Picking up bits and pieces of the week's news and dropping them in a fictional radio network with computerized news readers, aggregated reporting, and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News every Thursday at 3 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Set.
Can be heard.
Yes, beloved. Good morning. Good morning. Good first Sunday morning of 2021. Brightsiders, how are you? This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and my friend, Brother Randall Martin. And that was Miss Yolanda Adams with her project, More Than Just a Melody. That's what we're here to share. That's what we're here to say. We bring you the music with the message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Ah, I love it. I love it. I hope you did too. God is more than just a melody. He's the composer of life. You're never alone. You're never alone. And he'll get you through every storm. We bring you the music that'll minister to your mind, your heart, and your soul. So don't you go nowhere. You stay right here and listen to us. Be with us here at where? WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill. This is There's a Bright Side Somewhere. I declare there is a bright side somewhere. You know, I was with my mom yesterday and she couldn't find her car keys, her house keys. But thank God her car was parked in the garage. I said, at least it's not on the street where you can get towed away, where you can get a ticket if you're on the alternate side of the street parking, right? There is a way. She didn't have to go anywhere anyway. So there is a way to see a bright side in the midst of a dilemma, a distress, or a storm. Yes, yes, yes. That means we are blessed. We are blessed. Listen, we got more music for you. But before we do that, I want to check in with Mr. Randall, find out how he's doing today, let you know, as you already know, you've been on this show, that I couldn't do this without him. And so thank God for him. Such a blessing to me and to many. Mr. Randall Martin, how are you doing on this first Sunday of the new year?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. And to you, we've already spoken, but to you and the audience, Happy New Year. We're getting ready to do it again for another year. So all is well.
God being our helper, all is well. And yes, we'll be here to do it for the new year. That's right. You know, we are listener-supported radio, beloved, so I do want to put that in, and feel free to send a little something. If you can't go, you send dough. Amen. So, hallelujah. You can't come see us. We can't get there to see you, but you can send some dough, right? We are listener-supported. We are here because of you, and we are here for you, and we want to bless you with the music that'll minister to your mind, your body, and your soul. So we're going to keep it moving, and I'm going to be back after that with some spiritual social commentary talk. But before I go, just want you to know that we got about 29 minutes of back-to-back music for you, and music that we chose with you in mind. My Life, I think you like that one, by Miss Lisa Page Brooks. We have Moving On by Mr. Jonathan McReynolds. Speak the Name by Ms. Corinne Hawthorne with Ms. Natalie Grant. And I tell you, beloved, if you saw that video, Natalie Grant looking good. She's been out here a long time, but she looked like she just got here. So God bless her, and props and snaps and claps to her. We want to also play for you, Say a Prayer for Me by Miss Faith Evans, and talk about resilience. My goodness, some of you may know her or remember her as the wife of the Notorious B.I.G. And she's just been a phenomenal force in the music industry for so many decades. And she's singing some gospel, y'all. You're going to be hearing more from Miss Faith Evans, her testimony too. Say a Prayer for Me. That's going to bless you. That's going to bless your socks off. And then we also have Grateful by Mr. Hezekiah Walker. Yes, we are grateful. We got through 2020, beloved. We survived 2020. You here listening to this? I don't care if you're laying in a bed. You here listening to this? You survived 2020. And with every new day, there's a new opportunity, a new chance. So be grateful. I'm grateful today. And Hezekiah Walker going to help us with that. Then, beloved, we also have for you the project by Mr. Marvin Sapp, To Take Us Deeper. Yes, this is a call from deep unto deep. So sit back or do what you do. We're going to do what we do, and we're going to bless you. Here's more music with a message, more than a melody, more than a rhyme. Take it, Mr. Randall.
Listen, listen to this, y'all. Come on, sing it like this. Working in my life, working in my life.
Working in my life, working in my life.
That's it. Working in my life, working in my life.
Working in my life, and working my life.
Hey!
That I could resist. Let me know I was born to Body. Yeah. Never would the love be spotted. I pride myself on bringing light to your parties. Holy Ghost, you rectify the mind, I'm naughty. Without you, it's powder, I'm a dry land. Without your power, I'm a nightmare. Nothing but trouble, saying bye, man. Can't have two minds on a diamond. My brother called me, I could drop me. Told me we moving, I'm in God's hands. Yeah. Told me we moving, I'm in God's hands.
Bring my moving truck in it.
Gotta go.
I'm moving.
Told me we moving, I'm in God's hands. Told me we moving, I'm in God's hands. Told me we moving, I'm in God's hands.
The atmosphere is changing, nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of the name. The spirit is moving, burning like a flame. Broken by the one we proclaim, raise it up, feel the sky. Chains will fall, mountains move, we lift them high. I speak the name, the name.
Speak the name, the name above all love.
y'all, please. Come on, y'all can do better than Chicago.
You are listening to There's a Bright Side Somewhere here at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to Miss Faith Evans, Jesus, Say a Prayer for Me.
Grateful name. are cool. Every sound in my ear is calling me deeper, deeper. Breaks every fetter and removes all my fears. It's calling me deeper, deeper. You see the place that I need can no longer contain my destiny. And it's bold as it's plain, but I adhere to the call inside of me. It's calling me deep, deep, deeper, deeper. It's calling me deeper, deeper.
my destiny.
He's calling us deeper. He's calling us deeper. Do you feel it? Do you hear it? A call from deep to deep. Yes, this is me, Pastor Kim, and I'm here with my spiritual social commentary. Did you see this post that came out? It was sent to me. I found it back on Facebook as well, but it was sent to me on New Year's Day, and I sent it out to a few of my family and friends, and I heard so many things about it, how it blessed people so much. So I wanted to share that with you today as well. It says, welcome to Flight 2021. We are prepared to take off into the new year. Please make sure your attitude and blessings are secured and locked in an upright position. All self-destructive devices should be turned off at this time. All negativity, hurt, and discouragement should be put away. Should we lose altitude and or pressure during the flight, please reach up and pull down a prayer. Prayers will automatically be activated by faith. Once your faith is activated, you can assist other passengers. Stored under your seat is everlasting life for accepting God as your personal Savior. There will be no baggage allowed on this flight. God, the captain, has cleared us for takeoff. Destination, greatness. Book your flight. I have already purchased my ticket. I'm buckled in and ready for takeoff. Taking off into 2021. Oh my gosh. Well, thinking back to about a year ago, the start of 2020 and 2020 vision and all of the things that we had hopes for, the start of a new decade and 20 years into the 20th century since the life of Jesus Christ, we just had so many expectations and so many of them were dashed. There were people who did very well and prospered. As a matter of fact, I saw a report that billionaires made trillions of dollars in the last 12 months, even during a pandemic. But there are those like me and so many of you who found it a very difficult year and had some challenges that we did not expect. So now we come to 2021. We survived 2020. 2020 is done. We're here in 2021. And there is so much hope and expectancy in the air. But beloved, if we learned anything from the previous year, it is that we cannot just hope and wish our way into a good new year. We really need to get a little deeper. We really need to seek God and also to hold on to his unchanging hand. I want to share a story with you. This story is about a brother named Jacob. And Jacob, you know, in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, we find his story. And he had a lot of stuff going on with him. But it comes to this point that I want to pick up in his story where he found himself distressed. And he had good reason to be distressed, too. He was distressed and he was afraid. And the story goes, or this devotional that I read today, says it had been a stressful time for Jacob. He experienced a range of conflicts while living in a foreign land, including complex relationships. He had, oh my goodness, a married two women. You know, when you got two women at the same time, they're bound to be some trouble, brothers. Right. And for women, it goes for you, too. Two men at the same time. Yeah. But we're going to move on from that. It says that he had further complications because of the methods he used to gain his wealth and the way he and his family left town. As Jacob returned to his homeland, he anxiously realized that he was going to confront his brother, who he had done wrong. And as he was approaching, his brother was approaching with 400 men. How did Jacob respond? He was greatly afraid and distressed. He sent everyone else away and got alone with God. He devoted himself to serious prayer. He reminded God that he was following his directions and promises. He humbled himself, acknowledged that he wasn't even worthy of the faithfulness of God, and that God had shown him such great favor. admitting that he was afraid of his brother. He prayed to be delivered from his brother's wrath. He prayed all night. He prayed intensely. The Bible described him as wrestling even with God. And he continued wrestling even after the sun came up. And he declared, I will not let go till you bless me. Jacob prayed till he had a breakthrough. He simply wouldn't stop. And God rewarded him for his persistence, for prevailing in prayer. And the question is asked of us, beloved, how do we deal with situations? How do we deal with stressful situations and times of distress? Like Jacob offered to us, is to humble ourselves before God. Tell God about our concerns. Be honest with God and be detailed. And pray with focus and intensity. And keep praying until he answers you and you have peace. Beloved, as we are approaching a new administration, Tuesday's runoff elections, going into destinations, sight unseen and unknown, some uncertainty about what's going to be happening over the next 12 months, we are given here a recipe to prevail, and that is through prayer. Beloved, we're going to pray, and we're going to make it through these days. Am I right about it? You can say amen. I also want to share with you, God is in control. Oh, yes, he is. When you feel tempted to give up and you feel tempted to quit, you remember Jacob. You remember how he prayed and he prayed until God blessed him. I want you to know the end of that story. Him and his brother reunited. They rebuilt their relationship. All his fears were not realized, but faith brought him into a place where he had security, safety, and joy. I pray that you also, and for me and mine, you and yours, that as we go into 2021, we will remember to give God praise, to prevail in prayer, to be persistent, to persevere. Don't quit in the dip. God is there, and God is going to bring us to that bright side. That bright side is there somewhere. God bless you. If God love you, I love you too. And we're going to do this in 2021. Yes, we will. You and me. And the God who loves us all. We have another song selection to help you know and understand what it is that I'm hearing from the man. God can do anything. God can do anything.
Blow my mind. Blow my mind. Blow my mind. Do the impossible.
My mind, God.
Blow my mind.
We want to see your hand, God.
Blow my mind. To the impossible.
Eyes have not seen. Blow my mind.
Blow my mind.
You lift just one hand and just say that into your own atmosphere. Blow my mind.
Blow my mind.
We want to see miracles done, yeah.
Blow my mind.
Do the impossible. I believe it.
I can do anything, beloved. We got to remember, like the captain he is of Flight 2021, he is in control. Next time you're disappointed, don't panic. Don't jump out. Don't give up. Just be patient and let God remind you he's still in control and it ain't over till it's over. Oh, Father, when we hurt, you hurt with us. When no one listens to us, you listen. You wipe away our tears of frustration with your strong hand, and nothing that happens to us surprises you. You are in control. Yes, God is. So, beloved, on that note, I just want to say blessed happy birthday to all our January babies. I want you all out there to know that in this month, there's some wonderful things that's going to be happening locally and virtually. We are going to be celebrating the birthday observance of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King virtually with the Hudson Interfaith Council on Sunday, January 17th at 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and stay tuned to WGXC. We'll be giving you more information about how you can be in participation. Also, Tuesday afternoon, this week coming, this Tuesday, the Tuesday afternoon show, we're going to do a little 2020 hindsight, and I hope you'll join me, my co-host, Brother Randall Martin, and Mr. Alan Skerritt. We're getting ready to get out of here, but before we do, we got one more thing we want to share. I see a miracle. I see a miracle. I see a miracle for you. This is the move of God in this miracle-making season. God bless you, beloved. Till we speak again, remember never to forget. God loves you, and so do I. No matter how dark the clouds or gray the day, the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. I see a miracle.
Long and hard. If you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass. I see miracles. I see miracles. I see miracles happening for you. I see miracles. I see miracles. I see miracles happening for you. Long and hard. If you believe in something with all your heart.